The race that stops the nation, the Melbourne Cup, is just over a fortnight away, but last night 7:30 lifted the veil on the shocking abuse in the so-called Sport of Kings. The program's two-year investigation revealed hundreds, if not thousands, of racehorses are being sent to slaughterhouses, directly contravening the industry's own rules. The RSPCA says it's appalled, and it also raises questions about how the industry's leaders failed to notice it was happening. And a warning, this report by David Sparks contains graphic descriptions of some of the violence against the animals.
According to the people who run horse racing in Australia, this shouldn't be happening. Footage was gathered in Queensland and New South Wales showing horses being dragged, beaten and given electronic shocks before being slaughtered at abattoirs and knackeries. Animal welfare and behaviour scientist Professor Paul McGreevy told 7:30 the behaviour clearly amounts to animal cruelty.
That's disgusting. It's absolutely unacceptable that we could let our equine athletes down in this way.
In New South Wales, the sport's governing body has banned the practice of sending unwanted racehorses to knackeries and abattoirs. But last night's report showed evidence that those rules are being broken. That came as a surprise to Racing New South Wales CEO Peter Vallandis. He was asked how many racehorses he believed were being sent for slaughter.
Well, in New South Wales, zero, because it's against the rules of racing. If there is, it means that the people have acted against the rules of racing, and if we have evidence of that, they will be dealt with pretty severely.
But the RSPCA's chief scientist, Bitter Jones, says that system is failing badly. After watching last night's report, she says she's appalled but not surprised.
The RSPCA has known for years that horses are going to slaughter. We've known that around 4,000 racehorses are slaughtered every year in Australia. We've been talking to the industry, urging the industry to address the source of this problem, the wastage of horses, the overbreeding of horses. And we've also been talking to them about taking responsibility for the way in which these horses are killed. I think it's really important that the public know about this, because the industry has been claiming that less than 1% of racehorses are going for slaughter, and that's clearly untrue. They're producing 13,000 thoroughbreds, 14,000 standardbred foals every single year, and they claim that less than 1% of those animals go for slaughter. So the maths certainly don't add up.
Damien Ratcliffe is chief racing writer for The Age newspaper in Melbourne. He says last night's revelations should spur the state-based racing bodies into action.
They'll certainly be looking at ways to improve rehoming horses. It's been an issue for a long time, and a number of the bodies have been trying to do things about it. I think we saw in tonight's program that Racing New South Wales is put in rules in its own racing that try to prevent these things from happening. Unfortunately, in any sort of industry, there's always some bad eggs or people that try and get around a system. And unfortunately, the system's got to be tightened, and you'd think they'll be looking at ways to do that.
And that's Damien Ratcliffe, the chief racing writer for The Age in Melbourne, and David Sparks reporting there. And the head of Racing Australia, Barry O'Farrell, says he was shocked and appalled by what he saw. But the former Premier of New South Wales has told News Breakfast that the wrongdoing exposed is a state issue. And he's accused animal rights activists of not raising the alarm early enough.
Of course we condemn it, but let's not conflate two issues here. That facility we saw last night and those unacceptable practices is a state abattoir in Queensland. Those practices that I saw, I know from my background in state politics, are serious offences under state animal welfare legislation. Two questions have to be asked. Firstly, where are the state government inspectors, not just in Queensland but across the country, ensuring these places operate according to state laws? And secondly, I think the program last night said the activists had been taking vision for a number of years. Why wouldn't they have blown the whistle earlier to stop this inhumane treatment?
That's the Chief Executive Officer of Racing Australia, Barry O'Farrell.